You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday. What's going on, gentlemen?
Not a whole lot.
What is up?
It's 6:02 in the morning. Not much has happened yet.
No.
For us, it has. We've like had a full morning already.
True.
Man, Black Monday, we'll talk about that, of course, at 6:15, but lots going on around the National Football League. Steve Kerr had to be restrained last night. It's normally cool Steve Kerr going after people. You guys ever just had one of those nights where you just felt like doing nothing?
Yes.
That's almost every night for me.
Yes.
I got home yesterday. I went to the Life Med up in Bel Air. And I got home maybe 11:30-ish. We had practice at 3:30. I laid down. I had to peel myself up at about 2:15. Head back down to Rosedale. Got back home. Ate. Did nothing. Did absolutely nothing. Just watch. Almost like I was just a zombie watching college basketball.
It's glorious, isn't it?
I retained no information from the game.
Yeah.
I watched it, but I retained no information. Hey, so how'd you like the game? I don't remember. I'm not a spaceship guy, so it wasn't that.
I would just start giving an ass, like, hey, how was the spaceship?
I wasn't in the spaceship. I was just...
God knows I've done that almost every day. That
no, I get like that. I'll be watching something for like an hour, and I'm like, huh? It's 3-2? Like, what happened?
Yeah. I had to look and see, make sure Nebraska won. Because I know it was close at one point, and Ohio State had a great second half, and Bruce Thornton went off. But I wasn't sure Nebraska won or not. And then, of course, the USC-Michigan State game was a beatdown.
Yep, they bounced back after their loss, Michigan State to Nebraska, ironically. But some good games coming up this week. We got football the rest of the way. This week you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all football.
And Saturday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. A 1, a 2. Anyway.
Think it's odd that nobody even cares about the football championship subdivision final last night? Did you even know it was on?
I did. Illinois State and Middle Tennessee State.
Was it Illinois State?
I thought that's what it was.
Okay. Maybe you're right.
You'd literally be the only person.
I think so, because I think I suggested the under.
There you go.
Illinois State. You said Montana State. You said Montana State?
No, I said Middle. It's Montana State.
Montana State was in there. Yeah, Illinois State. Montana State actually won.
What was the score?
35-34.
Yeah, so I was dead wrong. I didn't like, again, somebody was asking me about it. I said, hey, what do you think of this? And I said, I'm not betting it. I didn't give it out as a play or anything. But I said, if I were to bet this, I'd probably bet the under, which was no bueno.
Like, nobody, like, you love college football. I didn't even watch that. I didn't know it was on until this morning.
No, I mean, they don't promote that stuff as well. You know, like, Usually, what we'd see North Dakota State and the likes of Villanova and even Towson for a while there.
But it's always someone from that New Frontier Land area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Montana State, North Dakota State.
Who's the other one out there? Isn't there a Eastern Washington?
Eastern Washington. Yeah. That's where Colin Cowherd went, I think.
Is it?
Is that the red turf? I think he went there.
Okay.
They have a red field?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't take the Boise State field. I couldn't take a red
field. Red field is horrible. It is absolutely horrible.
It is not kind to the eyes.
I don't like the blue one either.
But that's like in the Marty Supreme movie. He was bitching about like somebody wearing a white shirt with the white ping pong ball. Mm-hmm. And it was his idea to change it to orange,
mm-hmm.
to switch it up so you could see it better. Almost like, I think, in softball. Didn't they go to like a yellow softball?
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know how the Browns get away with brown jerseys. Because I think in the rule book, you can't. I read that like years ago. Like, you could hide the ball. The Cleveland Browns.
Who was there?
You know that's the reason why the Texas Longhorns years ago went to those burnt orange uniforms because they ran the option.
Yeah. Think about it. I mean, just a play action pass or something like that.
Who was the announcer that said Lamar had an advantage because he had brown skin?
Wasn't the San Francisco 49ers announcer?
It was. I thought it was, God, what's his name? The guy with the thing. The guy with the thing.
Lamar Jackson, the first black quarterback in the history of the National Football League.
Was it Tim Ryan?
I can't remember.
I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
He said it. It was like, did you just say that? It's like, where are you going with this? Oof. By the way, I will say this because almost, as I always say, I have dental issues either before I go on vacation or on a holiday weekend.
I think you have one now.
This time I had it for both. I had a dental issue, so I can't get to the dentist before I leave for Cancun. But I will say this. Whenever I leave, something big happens. The Orioles are going to sign somebody in the next week. I guarantee it. It goes all the way back to when I left the first time I ever took vacation. I left, and Rafael Palmeiro got busted for steroids, and Jamal Lewis blew out his knee. And I'm like, I took today off?
January, what did I say? 6th or the 7th?
6th.
I said 6th. So it has to happen today, or I'd be wrong.
Maybe.
They are close to Ranger Suarez.
That's the funny part. If you're reading what Jim Bowden's putting out there, he said they're really close. It's just kind of rearranging some numbers, some years, trying to get that to match, and that's where it's at right now.
Isn't it good to be really in consideration with, like, real free agents? Yeah. You know what I mean? like guys, not guys that just signed into a minor league deal who are looking for a home. Like, these are real difference-making free agents.
But this is, so it's different than being Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, where we were once the same as them, because Cincinnati, they just hung their hat on, we made an offer to Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
The same thing that the Pirates did. It's like, hey, we made an offer to a real free agent, and then they end up signing Ryan O'Hearn and somebody else. So it's like, you're hitting on every free agent, not just the middling guys or the smaller guys that you're going to sign to a two-year deal, mm-hmm. or, you know, this is a left-handed specialist, this is a right-handed power bat, and that type of stuff, where you're trying to get either everyday players or someone in your starting rotation. So I think that's where we're at, like looking at if they get Suarez, then what? Because there's still more moves that have to come, in my opinion.
I can remember the bitching to start. I mean, with 46 days from spring training.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming. And they've been like the most aggressive team in the spring.
They just got former Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, they got top big prospect. Christmas.
Yeah.
So if you
John
guys
John Kenzie Noel last night.
Yeah, they call him Big Christmas.
Didn't he his first home run against us? I think he had his first major league home run against us.
So he's a, what did I call Pete Alonso?
Polar bear?
No, big donkey.
Big donkey.
He's a bigger donkey. This guy, he has so much power. But the question is he going to run into it? And what I love about it is that we just took Cleveland's bench coach to make him our manager.
Mm-hmm. And he brought him over.
And he wanted to bring him over. There's something there if you can harness it. I just don't know if you can, but why not kick the tires on
it? What does
he
play? He's a right fielder, first baseman, pinch hitter.
He plays hitter. That's it. You can put him in all those other places, but
what position do you play? I hit.
Yeah.
I have bats.
he plays hitter.
I brought it with me. He's a Dominican Republican kid. Well, he's young. He's like 24 years old.
Yeah. Boy, can he
run
away.
I mean, that's the point. Yeah. Not a free agent until 2031. But that's the point. They wanted to bring him, this bench coach from Cleveland, becomes the manager and says, I got to have that guy. Bring him with me.
We got a Holiday. We got a Noel. We got a polar bear. You gotta add some more holiday spirit, man.
Got a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yes, exactly.
410-583-1057, that's the number. World of Stupid at 7:15. Josita Anderson weighs in on the Ravens coaching situation at 6:30, but on the other side, Black Monday. Lots of firings in the National Football League. Did any surprise you? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, Jeremy, would this be considered a stripper song?
I would say...
I know Pour Some Sugar On Me is like an official stripper song, but this one...
Well, I would say yes, and I would also say Buck Cherry's Crazy Bitch.
Yeah, definitely.
Every white trash woman's song.
Definitely.
That's my jam. Yeah, we get it. You're a crazy bitch, Tiffany. Okay, settle down. Settle down. You're the crazy bitch.
He just went Tiffany. No offense to the Tiffany's out there, but as I think about it.
Do you know one? That's a crazy.
I'm trying to think of all the Tiffany's I know. I would think only one did not qualify as what you just said.
Can I say this? Because he's not
and
in the room.
I'm not going to say who it is because I want everybody to think, every Tiffany that I know, to think that I'm talking about you. You're not the one.
Does Ed have worse timing than any human being?
He does.
You know?
He does. Ed gets up and leaves the room.
10 seconds before we're coming
yes.
back.
The commercial break is 5 minutes. He sits down for 4 minutes and 50 seconds and then walks out.
And he still has no idea.
And
that
it's
we're
to the point
right
now where Joe doesn't even get up and yell down the hall for him anymore. I wish Joe had his camera right now. Joe doesn't. Remember Joe used to get up? What are you doing?
Is he
get back here.
What's he doing, prepping a brisket? I mean, come on, dude.
Now Joe just says, I got two. I'm all right. Yeah, I still got two.
He's like, here he comes. Hey, how you doing?
I'm with a shopping bag. What are you doing? The commercial break is for 5 minutes. He sits down for 4 minutes and 50 seconds and gets up.
Your timing is impeccable.
Was that Instacart?
Always has been.
Was that Instacart?
No, that's my ninja protein shake maker.
Would you call me?
You heard me.
What do you mean, you people? Oh, God, I got to take these back. I'm crying. I am crying. Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was missing.
Pete Carroll fired after 1 year.
And go celebrate.
Any surprise there?
I mean, it's 1 year. Like, how do you know when you see something like you saw with the Jets? I can't defend that. It looked like a team totally quit on him. He didn't have any talent either. But when you look at Las Vegas, you just signed the guy.
Well, I heard, okay, this could be a rumor, but I heard it was his idea to bring in Geno Smith.
Okay.
That's fireable. You know, I love me some Pete Carroll. But if this was your idea, dude, then you should be fired.
Can he pick it? Yes, he can.
That's, I'm sorry. I can't, Pete, defend you at all. Any other surprises there? What about the Cardinals? Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't.
They were awful.
Well, I mean, the fact that they wished Jonathan Gannon happy birthday and then fired him on social media.
Well, they still want him to have a happy birthday.
Yes, hey. Happy birthday.
Did he get paid on the way out?
We're going to fire you tomorrow, not today. Yeah. With that situation, it's like, what do you do? Like, anybody that takes that job in Arizona, you're looking at it going, okay, I'm tied to Kyler Murray. This is what I have.
Yeah. No, I don't think they'll get rid of him.
I mean, are they? They should have a long time ago. You get nothing from him.
Yeah, did you see Kevin Stefanski coming? Because I heard he got fired somewhere yesterday. I can't remember.
Yeah, where. I heard too.
I just read it.
It's just odd. Two-time coach of the year and he's gone, but I don't know, man. I think it was just very Brownsy. They got nobody. They created such a quarterback mess there. They always have. I mean, we talk about Baker Mayfield all the time. They mistreated him. The Trent Richardson thing still bothers me. You know, now you pick up, you know, that burning dumpster fire from Houston and bring him in and cause all kinds of problems and he can't even play. Like, what do you want this guy to do?
My buddy Brian, Josh McKinney, who I respect very much, mm-hmm. his football opinions very much, he said he would love to see Kevin Stefanski here next.
I think he's a good coach.
I won't want to see him here.
I don't say I want to see him here, but I think he's a good coach. After a while, I guess you just keep losing and losing. Something's got to give, but I don't know if that's the answer.
I don't want to bring anybody who came from a dysfunctional organization. I don't want your stench coming with you.
I don't know about that.
Not a head coach one.
I mean, sometimes, like, again, getting someone out of that situation, mm-hmm. like getting Baker Mayfield out of Cleveland and seeing the type of quarterback he can be.
He's what it was that turned on Baker Mayfield.
But I'm saying, I think when you look at Cleveland, you talk to any Cleveland fans, they'll tell you, hey, I don't want anything to do with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. I'm with the Cleveland fans.
They said, what was the words they used? Was it, because the Cincinnati coach survives and then Cleveland loses, but the Cleveland fans were like, see, this is what happens. You suck all year long, and then all of a sudden, you beat the Steelers at the end of the year, and then you beat the Bengals in a crazy-ass game, and all of a sudden, it's supposed to be like, well, see what could happen? No, this is what happens every season. This is what the Giants do. The Giants suck all year long and then lose just enough to not get the number one pick. They usually win one or two games at the end of the year.
I was shocked. You finished 8-9 winning the last four games, and you get fired. Raheem Morris.
When you said which one got, that's the one. I was going to raise it when you stopped. It's just, that's the one he got. He just won four in a row.
Yeah.
He just got there. Like,
the second year, isn't it?
4-5, right?
Yeah, they went 8-9 both years.
Yeah. So it's like.
But you gave him a rookie quarterback and the ghost of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
They have a great offense. Like, the skill position players there are amazing. They're going to lose Tyler Algiers in the offseason, and all Tyler Algiers has done is carried the ball for 4 years and never fumbled.
It's weird because I like Arthur Blank because he does so many things for the fans.
Yeah,
but I'm like,
I didn't see this coming.
They change coaches a lot.
Yeah, they have. I mean, this is the. I think I heard Zeno talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zeno got a freezing cold take on social media.
He's been there.
He said, I guarantee Raheem Morris is back.
But out of the last four wins, he beat the Buccaneers and the Rams.
Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't beat the Rams in Week 18. He beat the Rams when the Rams were still trying to get.
Yes. Well, the Bucs were trying to win. And so you beat.
Did you hear the Todd Bowles quote? Do you think he should be back? You're a Todd Bowles guy. I shouldn't ask you. Do you think Todd Bowles should be back?
He still had the team. They won the game that they needed to win at the end of the season. He's talking about a guy who was decimated by injuries.
Didn't they win three division titles in a row?
I think he said four.
Four?
I think he said, I've won four division titles in a row. I mean, I'd like to think I deserve another opportunity. One bad year, and then all of a sudden.
And again, he was injury plagued.
Injuries,
I mean,
yeah.
Evans was out. Godwin was out. Bucky Irving was out. I mean, I think Baker's been hurt.
I think Baker Mayfield just got tired from carrying the team down the stretch, man. Just, honestly.
Yeah.
I would bring him back, Todd Bowles. Yeah, and also, you know, I say that because I don't feel like fighting Ed, man. I don't want to fight.
He is a good guy, though.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. Y'all kind of stole my thunder. I mean, I was surprised about the Raheem Morris, but what? I was really surprised about Pete Carroll because, you know, the established coaches, they usually get more than that one and done. But, I mean, I agree with it because I'm not a Carroll fan, but I was really shocked about the
Mike, you still charging your car? Is that what you're doing? You're still charging your car?
No, I'm indoors. I'm indoors and warm. Hey, Jeremy, did you listen to that commercial that I told you on your station? I don't mention it. I know it's a sponsor, but that commercial drives me crazy. As much as I love the ZipRecruiter, this one drives me crazy. Did you listen to it?
Which one? The Duke's Mayo? Or is it? You could say it. It doesn't matter.
I don't want to say it. It's a sponsor, y'all. So I don't want to put it.
You can say it. You're saying it. We ain't saying it.
If it's one of mine, don't say it.
It's a sponsor of the station. So. Yeah. No, it's not. Okay, it's the Thanos Insurance, Ethanos Insurance. I mean, the cadence that their men and their women, they talk, when they talk about, you know, insurance or whatever with their husband dying.
My dad died. Super sad.
Yeah, the cadence they're using it. Oh, man, that shit, that stuff drives me crazy, man.
I'm not laughing at the guy's dad.
Mike, you can't say that.
You didn't hear what he said. What
did he say?
Mm.
No, he said a bad word?
He said a bad word.
Oh, he said that Mike. Stuff drives me crazy, but not stuff.
Yeah.
I want to get back. He said about Pete Carroll. He said he's not a Carroll fan. I am a Carroll fan. However, from my understanding, Carroll had a lot to do with the makeup of this roster.
I would bet they gave him a lot of,
you know what I mean? So if you, this is the roster that you asked for. It didn't go well, so you got to go.
Because, but remember, they wanted Sam Darnold and didn't get him. They missed out on Sam Darnold, and I think the Steelers did. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, going back to it. And then I think their backup plan was Geno. Yeah, not a good backup plan.
410-583-1057. Didn't they pay Geno like 30, 20 million, 25
million?
They
gave him a decent amount.
They said they wanted two ex-Jets quarterbacks.
How about that?
Maybe he should go.
The Birds are circling on Ranger Suarez. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. I was about to call the man Roger. Jacinda Anderson said on Monday there will likely be changes with the Ravens coordinators. Some say the change will be Monken. Is that a surprise to you? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
More stripper than
the original. This is a stripper song, dude.
Yeah, doesn't this feel like a stripper song, Ed?
What?
A stripper song. A
tripper song?
A stripper.
Stripper song.
I think it's too fast for a stripper song.
Jack Tripper, yeah.
I don't know. You need to slow it down a little bit. A stripper song.
Stripper.
I know. I'm saying no.
You meant okay.
The song.
What do you do at a yellow light? Slow down.
What do you do at a yellow light? Slow down. What?
How long can you keep that thing going?
So Josina Anderson says that there will be changes at the coordinator position. But this is what Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero said on NFL Network.
Now, you can't entirely rule out a possibility, Ian, where the Ravens and or John Harbaugh get to a point and they say this isn't going to work anymore. But they have had a longstanding, solid marriage of sorts here over the past 18 years because they're able to go through these processes. They have a long-term vision here. No reason to think at this point there are going to be major changes in Baltimore. But some level of change does sort of feel inevitable.
Yeah, and the only real way is you get to a point where they say, all right, we're not working together, is if one side wants to make changes and the other side says, no, we are good, status quo. I'd be surprised, really surprised, if John Harbaugh said, no, we're running it back with the entire same staff, nothing changes, and let's go. I don't get that sense. In my sense, you talk about staff changes, I would wonder about the offensive side of the ball. Todd Monken has been one of the better offensive coordinators in the NFL, certainly got a lot out of Lamar over the last couple years. But sometimes you do need a new voice, and if something were to change there at offensive coordinator, Todd Monken would immediately be one of the more in-demand play callers. And I wouldn't be surprised, Tom, if there was some additions on defense. Nothing wrong with Zach Orr at all, a really bright young coach a lot of people like, but just sort of some reinforcements maybe on the back end just to bolster what they already do defensively.
What the hell are you talking about, Ian Rappaport?
Sometimes you need a new voice. How many times do you need a new offensive coordinator to come in? And aren't they coming off of a season where he had one of the best statistical seasons ever?
What is he talking about? That Zach Orr... So he said if they made a change in offensive coordinator, Todd Monken would get a job instantly. He's probably right. If they made a change in defensive coordinator, who's hiring Zach Orr? Who's hiring Zach Orr?
Nobody.
They're feeling like they have a Jim Caldwell situation again where they want to fire him and the Lions go, hey, we'll make him head coach. Yeah, good job.
I think he got that totally backwards. There needs to be a change on the defensive side.
100%.
I disagree with Ian Rappaport. I'm not saying he's wrong about what he's hearing, but if that's what he's hearing and that's true,
by the way,
that's stupid.
If the lone thing they do is get rid of Todd Monken, I think it's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
And you're still letting the same stuff go on over and over. If you've watched, and I'm not saying Zach Orr is the sole reason the defense was bad, but if we're going back to the last game.
But he's in charge.
Yes.
It's a huge reason that the defense is bad. What are you talking about? The guy before him got everything. You go from the guy before him to that. No, give me an in-between.
Yeah.
We saw what the defense was capable of doing with somebody else in charge. And I'm not saying you got to go out and get another genius because they don't grow on trees. But at the same time, how do you go from what you were to now all of a sudden Roquan Smith look like he can't play anymore?
And secondary's confused constantly.
Well, he looks slow. I mean, look, guys are. But here's the thing. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve any of the blame. I'm saying he's not the sole reason that this team sucked.
No, he's not. But the problem is, and I've learned this through my working career, even if it's not your fault solely or your fault at all, if you're in charge, you go. That's the way it is. You're responsible.
No, I get that. So. But with Ian Rappaport saying what he said, if you needed a change in voice, why wouldn't it be the guy that's been here 18 years?
Jeremy, you say he looks slow. And one thing I know about coaching is when players look slow, it's because they're a word that Ed just used. They're confused. When players don't play free, don't know what's going on.
They don't play fast.
They hesitate. They don't play fast. When I know what I'm going to do, it's like when I tell players all the time, you got to communicate on defense. Well, if you don't know what you're talking about, you can't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
When players play slow, all of a sudden, it's because they're not, they're playing with uncertainty.
I agree with you completely.
And I think that, so when you start seeing the pointing around after every play, the confusion, you can tell me that maybe all of a sudden Roquan Smith got slow. Maybe that's the case. Maybe it's some confusion.
I agree with you completely on that because that's a fact. I know from experience and from, if you don't know what you're doing or you're unsure, you hesitate, and it's life and death in football. I mean, if someone gets a half a step on you off the line of scrimmage, you're done. I don't care if it's a running play or a pass play. The other thing is, if you consistently see the opponent's receivers, there's no defensive back in the camera shot, in the middle of the field, all the time, there's a problem. And it's not the players. It's like there's something wrong with your coverage. There's something wrong with your scheme. And there were guys constantly running free, constantly.
410-583-1057, Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, man.
Hey, you know, I think the Ravens, man, they got to look in the mirror, man, from top to bottom, look down, you know, because things that's going on here now, Eric DaCosta and all these guys, everybody got to look at themselves a little bit because first of all, John Harbaugh, how do we have a young kicker who don't get better at something he's bad at all year? He's been bad at kicking the ball out of bounds all year. Okay,
true.
Make a change. Push. Look, make like the punter do it or something. You got to put a fire into him, man. He didn't get better with that. And Zach Orr, come on.
And you're right.
I'm sorry, Jordan, man. This guy, man. I'm sorry. It's over the head. He's not ready for this.
No, he's not.
Yeah, and Jordan Stout can kick off. He kicked out when Justin Tucker was here. Kicked off when Tucker was here. He kicked off at Penn State. He can do it. And I said this like halfway through the season. Like, give him that responsibility because this is a big deal now.
Yeah. And I don't want to go back to what Daryl said. The last thing he said. Zach Gordon's just not ready for this.
Yeah.
You're not ready for this
and
right
this
now.
This is a
man.
Test because. And this goes to, I think, you know, the humanity of John Harbaugh, and sometimes it hurts him because Orr was his pick. He's popular. He was a good linebacker here. He's a good player. The guys love him. He's very popular. He gave him a shot, put his arm around him, you know, has him as a linebacker's coach, makes him DC.
Wasn't ready.
And what do you do now? Now, it's your guy.
He wasn't ready.
It's your guy. You know, what are you going to do with this?
Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
There you go.
Yeah, babe.
Happy Taco Tuesday, bro.
Yeah, babe.
It's 2 days away.
Well, do you guys think John Harbaugh will stay with the Ravens as head coach next season? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day. Should he? No. Will he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even... It's the same stuff. It's the same stuff, guys. Every year, the same things.
Hey, you know, somebody brought up this guy. These people are not sponsors of ours, but I know you're familiar with it. You know, Dellis in Rosedale, they're closing.
Are they?
At the end of this month, shutting down.
Really?
Yes, they're closing down at the end of the month. I got my buddy Eric sent me something that he saw on social media.
Back when I was delivering pizzas, I delivered food breakfast for a little pit beef place that's right across the street from there when they first opened up.
Yeah. I realized that when I see places close, I don't know about you guys, it really creeps me out a bit. Not this one individual, because I do know those people. I don't like to hear that. But when stores close in malls, restaurants are closing up like downtown, it's like the economy this bad? What's going on, man?
Exactly.
There's no joke. I returned something. I bought a Christmas gift and Fed brought it back to in Towson. Tommy Bahama's gone. Banana Republic's gone. Walk and Fuss is gone. They all closed beginning of the year. It's like a whole slew of empty stores in that mall now. Like, what the hell happened here?
It's crazy because the other part of this, too, like you're talking about, you know, shop shutting down and you look at things like I live in Glen Burnie and there's everything is near you. All kinds of new places, restaurants. And then they just put that Raising Cane's in on Ritchie Highway.
Oh, yeah.
And the first 2 days you tried to go there, you're like, damn, you go there now? He ain't waiting for anything.
It's one of the biggest places.
And I went there the other day in the heart of lunchtime at like 12:30.
Right.
Nobody was there.
I was just going to say that they opened up one in Bel Air, not too far from Looney's.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first opened it, the line would be on the main road.
Out the door.
Now, tumbleweed.
Really? Yeah.
And it's good. Like, don't get me wrong. It's like, I think the Raising Cane's food's good. The sweet tea. It's all chicken tenders, guys. But like... But it's good. And the fact is, if you get something and you like it,
right.
People aren't going now. At least that's the way it looks.
I mean, like you probably ask yourself, was it worth that? It was good, but, you know. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side. Between the O's and the Ravens, was 2025 the most disappointing season in Baltimore sports history? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
A fan. Is Jeremy, is not making it to the playoffs more disappointing than being heavy favorites, getting all the way to the final stage and losing? I'll give you an example. This year, the Baltimore Orioles were expected to get to the postseason. They did not. The Baltimore Ravens were expected to go deep in the postseason. They didn't even get there. Is that more disappointing than the 1969 Orioles, who were heavily favored against the Mets, and the 1969 Colts, who were heavily favored against the Jets? What's more disappointing? Those are historic losses.
Yeah, they are.
In the championships. Super Bowl and World Series. They were heavy favorites.
If you make it into a song, like the 68
exactly.
Jets.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
it's pretty historic.
I guess all of it's relative because I feel like there's recency bias in how you feel after the fact. Because, like, when you ask the question, you could look at it from so many different ways. Like, failure as far as getting to a certain point and not getting beyond it. I look at the Orioles season and the Ravens season thinking that we're both coming in, playoffs, chance for a Super Bowl, chance for a World Series, all that stuff. You're hopeful about it. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we ain't even close to that.
And if I'm not mistaken, that same year... the Baltimore Bullets lost in the
Knicks.
Championship.
Those are the Knicks.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know what's more disappointing. I like to talk to someone who is, you know, 60 or older, who remembers both. I don't know what's more. This was disappointing. It definitely was. But both teams, I feel like, it braced us for it because both teams, the beginning of their seasons, sucked.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they kind of braced us for it.
Yeah, the disappointment came quickly. I guess you're right. Because if they were good all year, it would have been, I hate to say this, worse, but cause this was pretty heartbreaking. But if it was a race with the Steelers to the end where, you know, one ended up at 14-3, the other one was 13-4, and we ended up out, that would have been pretty crushing.
Yeah.
But no, we ended up 8-9, so yeah.
I can't speak to the stuff in the 60s and, you know, fans even early right. on in some of those failure seasons. Obviously, I can look at it and go, yeah, that team should have won it all.
You haven't, but it was unbelievable. The Orioles won 109 games that year. The Mets were the Mets. They were a brand new team. Everybody thought it was a joke. And the Orioles were like.
It was 69, right?
69. Yeah. And I think the Mets won it 5. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Just, it was ridiculous.
I think, but to Joe's question, the spirit of Joe's question is, did we just experience the most disappointing? So for me, the answer would be yes, because I wasn't born in 69. That's why I said I would love the perspective of someone older, someone like 60 or older who actually remembers that time. Because for me, it's been the most disappointing season.
Me too. And for me, it has. And I remember those times because I was there. I was alive because I was 60.
Well, you weren't disappointed in 69.
I was on the other side of it. Yeah, so yeah. I wasn't disappointed. They gave us off from school. With that big a deal. I kid you not.
They had schools back then?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You saw a Little House on the Prairie.
But isn't this something like, I remember saying at the beginning of the Ravens season that I thought they had a chance to have an all-time team. And this is what we got. Yeah. So like I think there's levels to it. And I also think there's recency bias. Anytime you ask somebody right after the fact of how they feel, you know, give it some time and then see how you feel.
Let's go to Owings Mills and get Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, man? I was there. I was selling popcorn at the stadium when the Mets beat the Orioles.
Wow.
Ron Strabola was all over the place.
And he's a Baltimorean.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was at the Knicks games at Baltimore Civic Center when the Knicks beat Earl Monroe and all of those
West
guys,
Gus
Johnson and all of them. Yeah, yeah.
So what's Tony, what was more disappointing, this year or 69?
69 is the worst year in Baltimore. Hey, look, Earl Maul, Johnny U was hurt. Earl Maul was the quarterback. Jimmy Orr was sitting in the end zone wide open, and we thought it was fixed.
Yes.
And Bubba Smith.
You know Tom Matty refused to watch that film ever?
He talked about that a lot.
A lot, yeah.
He will not watch. By the way, I got this text from a friend of mine, Gary. Born and robbed, 1969 was the worst for me, being a true Baltimore fan, and I am 68 years old. Yeah, I figured that, man. I probably woke a few people up.
See, that's
son
why,
of a bitch, Rob.
Again, that's why I can't even speak to that, because you're seeing a guy that experienced both, and he's like, it's not even close.
That's what I said, for you it's and not. I, to what, Joe's question, what, have we experienced it?
The Super Bowl. Think about this. When's the last? The Colts were 17-point favorite or something. Mm-hmm. 17 points. And they lost to the Jets. When's the last time we saw a double-digit Super Bowl favorite?
It would have been the Rams and Patriots. That was 14.5, mm-hmm. I believe.
And the Orioles were heavily favored for the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. Really heavy.
Let's go to Tom in Bel Air. What's up, Tom?
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I was 12 years old at the time, so you can check the facts. But Don Buford led off the World Series with a home run against the Mets in Game 1. Mm-hmm. And, of course, right away we all figured, hey, we're good to go, and then it just went downhill from then.
So, Tom, was 69 more disappointing, or was this year more disappointing?
Oh, no, for me, it was 69 because I was a 12-year-old kid, and, you know, the Orioles lost, then the Colts lose. Now, 69 was definitely the most disappointing for me as a kid.
Thank you very much. So I think it comes down to this. For me, I wasn't born in 69. This year was the most disappointing year that I experienced, again, to Joe's question. But I was just curious to folks to remember 69 because I hear about that like it's an event.
It is.
Like, you know, a natural disaster.
Especially because it was a three New York teams.
Yeah. Same
you
city.
You know the feeling about New York City here. So there's three New York teams, and they all crushed your teams that were monster favorites.
I don't like the word crush.
They did.
I don't like that.
See,
crushed your hopes.
I guess I
that lasts to this day.
I would say later. Looking at it, though, like, in my 25 years of doing radio, this was the most disappointing season.
It was. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Or 26 now, I guess.
Yeah, this is definitely the most disappointing season that I can remember as a Baltimore sports fan.
Because the expectations were so high.
And that's it. Because we've had some really just downright awful seasons. I remember the Orioles telling us, hey, come out and see the kids play. That's not a kid.
Chris Ray's 29. He's not a kid.
That's not a kid. What are you talking about? He can run for president.
The world is stupid at 7:15.
35. I know that. I'm saying.
By the way, Jeremy told me I'm more qualified to be a president than I am a pastor.
That is 100%.
But on the other side, reports on the birds are circling on Ranger Suarez with Jim Bowden saying that the Fields of the Orioles have a good chance to sign him. Your thoughts on it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on a Fan.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes.
Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.